Hot91.com.au, stream us now. It's the Hot Breakfast, Sam Coward, Narissa Pace. And you know how much we love our netball, Sam? Yes. The Hot 91 side.
Grand champions.
It's won the indoor C-grade netball grand final last week, the mixed grand final. And we're all over the Melbourne Storm side, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, Nolene Taurua. Looking forward to them kicking some butt in 2017. But this weekend, how exciting is this? The Fast Five netball series kicks off.
It's like the Rugby Sevens, but for netball. And joining us now, the queen of netball in Australia, Liz Ellis. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Look, Fast Five is terrific. It's not quite the C-grade indoor netball competition.
No.
I'm aware of that.
But hey.
We do our best.
Yeah, exactly. But this is so exciting. I've been reading all about it. So basically, you've got no wing attack, no wing defence. You just got five on the side, which makes sense. And then you've also got 1, 2, and 3 point value shots, which you don't normally have.
No, you don't. And there's a few other things that really, I mean, it's like rugby sevens, but there's some things that have been taken or lifted almost from 2020 cricket. And one of those is the power quarter.
Awesome.
So in cricket, you have your power period of a certain number of overs,
yeah.
Whereas in netball, you pick a quarter and every point you score is, or every goal you score is worth double. Yeah, it's really exciting because teams that can be sort of struggling can hit a few long bombs and suddenly they're back in the game.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing that Fast Five does really well is just keeps the speed up because it's got rolling subs. So players are running on and off, which it's great if you're watching. It's a nightmare if you're commentating.
Yeah.
but it's so quick. It's unbelievable.
Liz, can I say, like, cricket invented the 2020 because, let's face it, cricket's boring as bat poo if they didn't make it faster. And then rugby, as a former rugby player myself, it can drag a little and get a little bogged down. But netball is already played at breakneck speed. How can you make it any faster?
Well, that's an excellent point. I guess what this does is really open up the court a little bit. You take out the wing attack and the wing defence, and you do have a lot of players, 14 players in a smallish sort of space. So it takes out those players. And what it does is allow the speed to be kept up for quite a long time, but it really tests players' fatigue levels. And the rolling subs sort of keep that up as well, which is like, you know, rugby sevens, it tests the fatigue levels. So you're right, netball is pretty fast and frenetic, but I guess what this does is really open it up, and the longer range shots are fun as well. So the whole Fast Five carnival has a real party feel to it as well,
yeah,
which is just fantastic.
And top six international netball teams will be playing. So Australia, Jamaica, England, New Zealand, South Africa and Malawi in Melbourne. This is happening. So 24-minute games. So we're talking about like Aussie Diamonds, Caitlin Thwaites and stars like that. But then there's also the celebrity match. So that's not going to be as fast, I'm guessing.
I think it might be fairly furious,
yes,
but maybe not fast.
Tim Gilbert, Billy Brownless, Lavinia Nixon.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that a few other past greats might be playing. I don't want to mention names,
okay,
but there might be one starting with C and ending in Ascox.
Oh!
So put that together and see what you come up with.
Very nice.
Well, Liz, you'll be on the sidelines trying to commentate the frenetic pace of the Fast Five.
Nolene Taurua and the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Pretty exciting to have our first ever national team here on the sunny coast. Tell us about Nolene and give us a little bit of an insight as to what we can expect for this coming season.
Well, I'm so ancient. I actually played against Nolene at the 1995 World Cup. And she, back then, was a goal attacker who was really quite, had a great sleight of hand, great playmaker, and I think she brings that to her coaching. But she's pretty quirky. The players who play for her tend to love her because she thinks outside the square.
Yeah.
She's not, you know, got to tick all these boxes and run it like a drill sergeant. So she's a very different personality, a very different leader. But I'm excited about the Sunshine Coast team. Everyone's banging on about Collingwood, but I reckon if there's a team that can sort of challenge them, it's the Sunny Coast. So, you know, I live on the north coast of New South Wales. I'm only a quick 4-hour drive down the road. So the Sunny Coast might be my team, I think.
Yes.
Liz Ellis, netball legend. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Always great.
Sam and Narissa on air now, online all day at Facebook/Hot91.